The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, in honor of our 4th of July weekend, I wanted to share a little story. There was a family that had gone on vacation and they bought some illegal fireworks. So they brought them back home to celebrate and to use them at their 4th of July party. So they had a big bag of fireworks and lots of people came to their 4th of July party. Lots of relatives and friends of friends. But one person who showed up was a police officer. So the police officer shows up and the dad begins to get a little bit nervous. And so he realizes the big bag of fireworks is over on the picnic table. So he tells his son, son, quick, go hide the fireworks somewhere. Make it quick. So the boy runs over, grabs the bag, comes back in a couple minutes. And the father says, son, where did you hide them? Oh, dad, I hid them in a really good place. We'll never find them there. Where was it? And the boy says, I hid them on the grill. On the grill. So I hope all of you enjoyed your fireworks during the 4th of July. Today is July 6th, the feast day of St. Maria Goretti. Now, St. Maria Goretti was only 12 years old when she gave her life for Christ as a martyr. And I want to share with you a little bit about her life because she really lived today's second reading from Paul to the Romans. St. Paul tells us, we should not live according to the flesh. If we live according to the flesh, we will die. But if we live by the Spirit and put to death the deeds of the body, we will live. Well, St. Maria Goretti was born in the year 1890 in Italy near Anzio, near the famous military cemetery there. She was the oldest of six children. They were a very poor peasant farming family. And her father died when she was only 10 years of age, so she had to help her mom around the house. Her mother worked out in the farm, in the fields, and Maria took care of the younger children. Maria never had the opportunity to go to school. She never learned how to read, never learned how to write. But she was taught the faith by her saintly mother. And she was able to make her first communion at the age of 11. The priest interviewed her and felt she knew enough to make her first communion. So she made her first communion. And they lived on a farm with a few other families. And one of the other families had an 18-year-old son, Alessandro. And Alessandro had noticed how beautiful Maria was, even at 12 years of age, and had often made advances towards her. She always refused and said, no, stay away. Well, on one occasion, July 6th of the year 1902, Alessandro felt he had his opportunity. The mother was out working in the field. Maria was taking care of the children in the home. And he got Maria into the kitchen and tried to make advances upon her. And she said, no, do not touch me. It is a sin. And he was so furious, he grabbed a knife and he stabbed her 14 times. Well, eventually, they heard the baby crying out on the front steps, and the mother looked up and did not see Maria taking care of the baby. She came to the house and saw Maria in a pool of blood in the kitchen. And Alessandro had locked himself upstairs in his room. Well, they took Maria to the hospital, and she lived for about 24 hours. And during the time in the hospital, the priest came and gave her Holy Communion again. It was only her fifth communion. She only received communion five times during her life. And the priest asked her, "Do you forgive Alessandro for what he tried to do to you, as well as inflicting the mortal wounds?" And she said, "Yes, I do forgive Alessandro, and I ask God to forgive him as well." And then after receiving communion, she died. Alessandro was tried and sentenced to 30 years in prison. He remained unrepentant for 8 years. Very hard of heart, very angry towards God, angry towards everyone. But one night in a dream, he saw Maria Goretti approach him in a beautiful field of flowers and handed him a bouquet of lilies. And he woke up from his dream and he was a changed man. He was converted. He realized what he had done. And he wrote a letter to the bishop asking the bishop to come to hear his confession. The bishop heard his confession, which was a very good and holy confession. And he spent the next 22 years in prison doing penance for his sin. The first thing he did when he got out of prison was to go and ask forgiveness of Maria Goretti's mother, who was in her early 70s at the time. And she said, "If my daughter could forgive you, I also forgive you." And that night they went to midnight mass on Christmas Eve and received communion hand in hand at the mass. Maria Goretti was beatified in the year 1947. Her mother, age 82, attended the beatification, as well as Maria's two sisters and brother. Alessandro also attended the ceremony. She was canonized in the year 1950. Alessandro went on to lead a very saintly life. He joined the Franciscans and spent the rest of his life in a monastery doing penance for his sins. When Maria Goretti was canonized in the year 1950, 250,000 people attended the ceremony. And Pope Pius XII said that she was a martyr, not only for her love for Christ, but to preserve her purity, to preserve the virtue of chastity. She was a martyr for chastity. And she would not give in to his advances, and she would rather die than commit the mortal sin of premarital sex with Alessandro, and was willing to die for her faith and for her love of the Lord. What a great saint we honor today, St. Maria Goretti. Today is also the day in which I would like to have you join me in consecrating the parish to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When you came into the church today, all of you hopefully got the consecration prayer. And as you know, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart is a ceremony that you can do in your home when you consecrate and entrust your family to the Sacred Heart of Christ by having a painting or a statue or an image of the Sacred Heart in your home. You can also do this in a parish. And today I thought it'd be appropriate to have all of us consecrate ourselves to the Sacred Heart. We have the beautiful image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the statue over here to the right of the altar. We also have the stained glass window of the Sacred Heart of Jesus over here on this side of the Blessed Mother. The Lord promised that those who honor His Sacred Heart would receive tremendous graces from God. He would provide for your spiritual and material needs, and that He would help you to grow in holiness, that the Sacred Heart would be a refuge of sinners, that the lukewarm will become fervent, the fervent will grow to perfection. And in today's Gospel, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are weary, and I will give you rest. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. So Jesus invites us to his Sacred Heart, to take refuge, to go to him with all our troubles, with all our difficulties, with all our needs. So before we recite this prayer, let me just read an introductory prayer. I now enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus as King and Friend of Holy Trinity Parish. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, King of Love and King of Truth, today it is my privilege as pastor of the flock you have entrusted to my care to consecrate to your loving heart this parish, its clergy, its families, and its youth. I consecrate to your all-powerful heart, O Jesus, all members of the military services, the police and fire departments, and all those in the service of government, asking you to watch over them and guide them and to protect them in the performance of their duties. To your compassionate heart, O Jesus, I consecrate all of our doctors, nurses, paramedics, and all engaged in the work of being good Samaritans to the sick and suffering. I entrust to your loving care all those in prisons, hospitals, nursing homes, and institutions, the lonely, the shut-ins, the homeless, those abandoned by their relatives and friends, all those who are materially and spiritually poor, all who rebel against God and society. In a special way, I consecrate to your merciful heart, Good Shepherd, all sinners who have wandered from their Father's house, especially those who are homeless, those who are bitter, those who are sick or on drugs, those who do not know you and therefore are lonely and discouraged. May all of them, through the motherly intercession of Mary, refuge of sinners, return to you, so that they may be one flock and one shepherd. And now, if you could please join me in consecrating our parish to this Sacred Heart, if you could please kneel and recite this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, today we, the parish family of the Church of the Holy Trinity, lovingly enthrone you as King and Friend of our parish community. Freely we make a covenant of love with you, acknowledging you as our Lord and Savior, and dedicating ourselves faithfully to your divine heart. We entrust the fulfillment of our covenant to the Immaculate Heart of your Mother and to Saint Joseph, Head of the Holy Family and our Protector. We promise to do our best to make a return of the Father's love for us by loving him with all our hearts and loving our neighbor as ourselves. We pledge to honor your divine heart, Lord Jesus, by regular attendance at Mass, frequent reception of the Eucharist, persevering prayer, and a strong commitment to promoting the social reign of your Sacred Heart. On this special day, July 6, 2008, the Feast of St. Maria Goretti, Lord Jesus, bless our parish community, watch over it with your loving care, and keep us always faithful to the covenant we have made today in your presence. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.